I think to review what Esau or Jesus said over 2,000 years ago and know that we are renewing it in our teaching, it is very inspiring and also give us more confidence to know that what we are doing, the truth that is coming into the visible place through me, through your ears, through the universe, is what was said over 2,000 years ago, and maybe again was said 5,000 years ago, and is being recycled again through many people, many men and women that are ready to share that. We are one of those people that our number is up, that we have the capacity to go back home, the interest to stay on the path, and the desire to, at any cost, to hold on to what is truth and what is not, to let go of that. Now, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as them. Let the little children come to me. Does he mean in size? Let the little children come to me. Means let those that have released their concepts and their beliefs and their dream and became their original estate to come to me. Come to who? To me again. Who is that me? Only God knows God. And do not hinder. What does hinder means here? Do not hinder means if you want God, if you want to know yourself, let go of yourself. Do not hinder yourself. Like I used to say, if you want peace, don't disturb peace. If you want God, don't disturb God. If you want an empty mind, quit thinking. Do not go with thoughts. When we go with thoughts, we no longer desiring an empty mind. If we're going with our unpeaceful thoughts, we're no longer desiring peace. If we want God and we're hindering our path to God, we no longer really want God. Do not hinder them. What is them? Your own purity, the child in you, your origin. Do not hinder your origin. For the kingdom of heaven belong to such as them. Now, some places in Bible, they say the kingdom of heaven, and some places they say kingdom of God. What it means by heaven means where there is no disturbances. Where there is no disturbances, there is no thought. So once you don't hinder the child, you are in the state of thoughtlessness, emptiness, silence. The child symbolizes the purity of who we were before we start dreaming, our original state. It is a beautiful day to contemplate on what was said today and to live a life that no matter what situation we are, we can go deeper. Otherwise, I don't know how you guys feel, but for me, it's meaningless unless the meaning of I am is injected in our vein without disturbances of titles, misbelief, misunderstanding, concepts, acceptance. I wish all the humanity to have a chance to wake up, including ourselves. That is my wish. Another saying of Jesus that I have heard again is, be still and know that I am God. Be still, be still. Meaning that let the thinking behind you and just be. Be still. And know, meaning the knowing automatically happens when you're still. It doesn't say be still and search and strive. It just says be still and know. It's a fact that when you're still, you know that the I am is God, meaning your existence is God. Your beingness is God. Why? Because there is only beingness and existence. Without the beingness and existence, none of this Maya would be in motion. That is the base. The base is always silence. Like the canvas is the silence, but the colors are moving on the brush of an artist. Like the piano is silence, but without a pianist could not make music. So be still. Stillness is where our heart is, where our home is. And know is a fact. It doesn't say you will know or please know. It says be still and know. I would even take the and away from it. Be still, know. I am, is God. I am so-and-so is ego. Pure I am is God. So this is another of his deep wisdom. So, all we have to do is be still. And we know at that time that I am is God.
what was said this morning needs a bit of contemplation and giving it understanding and realizing that the normal life, it is so far from normal. Striving, searching, struggling, becoming. It is far from the simplicity of I am. And for one moment, one instant, if we can just sit and let go of all our positions, ideas, and titles, we are the pure I am. I am the way is a big sign saying in the oneness is through pure I am. I am is the way to realize that I and my Father are one. So these are the message, the mystical message of Jesus the Christ, meaning the pure consciousness. I am is being without being this or that. And this is the goal of life, to realize and uncover what is us and what is ours from beginningless to endless existence, consciousness, bliss. Merry Christmas to all, and may each of us realize our oneness and free ourselves of imprisonment of the mind and body while we are embodied. Namaste to all.